That was Candy Bath from the North Carolina-based band Wednesday from their album Bleed, which is described as thoughtfully exploring the vivid link between curiosity and confession. The album suggests that sometimes the best way to locate truth or pain or dignity within your own life story, as they suggest, is by crawling into someone else's. Hope you enjoyed that set. Now going into our last one. Today, I feel it's a bit quieter than usual, in my opinion. I couldn't find as many hard rocks I'd like, but I'm still excited. I'm still happy about it. It's going to be a Canadian marathon for the rest of the hour, starting off with a band that I suggested or hinted to at the beginning of the hour called 5440 that I only just discovered through the show, through the station. And they are a local band that was founded in Tsawwassen in 1981. They've been making music ever since, and they have just released a new album called Porto just last month, a couple weeks ago. I'll be playing you guys the song Time Will Tell. and they take their name as they describe by, it's from a slogan used by the American president, James K. Polk, in regards to a failed expansionist agenda based around the mid-19th century Oregon boundary dispute, which I don't know anything about, but I think that's funny. And I think I'm kind of mad at myself that I've never heard of this band before, because it's so cool that we have these bands that have influenced music and music history and so many hits, and they've gone, and they also are associated to the band Hootie and the Blowfish as well, and just a whole bunch of others. They have achieved so much, and I'm happy that I discovered them while I'm still making music, which is good for them. They've been doing it for 40 years, and I really enjoy this album as well, Porto. So I'll be playing that up next. I'll be coming up first. And there are other bands as well, such as 9 Million, Penny in the Pits, and Love Boat, so stay tuned for those. And we'll get right into it after a short promotion for a show that happens on Sundays at 9 a.m. called New Dimensions, which is great. Thank you so much for staying tuned in so far. Hope you're enjoying the music. If you're excited for 5440, coming up next, right after this.
I'm Justine Willis-Toms, host of New Dimensions, heard Sundays from 9 to 10 a.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM. As you know, we are living in both challenging and exciting times, prompting more people to seek new solutions and to engage life more fully. New Dimensions explores vital topics with some of the world's leading thinkers, from science and religion to politics and medicine. Join me on Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. and together we'll explore New Dimensions on CJSF 90.1 FM, the station that is diverse, independent, and yours.
I never wanted tears, just a
That was the band Penny in the Pits from St. John's, New Brunswick, I'm fairly sure. Yes, I'm correct. This is from their debut album, Liquid Compactor, which is described as tearing through a series of personal and collective traumas with a pulpy sense of exuberance. And the artist also says that the album is about a very hot and exclusive girl gang that discovers a sentient underwater machine and harnesses its power to do their vengeful bidding. So let it attune to your feminist rage. This album is meant to get you mad and let you bring it out, and I love it. That's the song Montenegro on Ice. I played as well Pool Party before, which was really good, and that was my second to last song. I only have one more for you guys. This is from a band I played before who I like very much. This is from I think it's also their debut album. No, it's not. This is new music. It's very new. I think they're a pretty new band. They're from Toronto, Ontario. They're called 9 Million, and the album is of the same name. I'll send you guys a song called Joe's Song, and it's a bit of punk rock short to end you on to stuff from some good notes today. I hope you enjoyed. I kind of realized that maybe my Canadian theme might have been subconsciously influenced by the Olympics, even though I have not been keeping up with it at all. That's the only thing I could think of. But in any case, I hope you enjoyed today. Almost all of these bands today were from around our parts. They're local. They're great bands. And I hope you have a great rest of your day. I hope you enjoyed all of the songs. And that I see you next time right here on CJSF 90.1 FM. Bye.
This is Bird Note. Today, winter still holds sway over much of North America. Trees are bare. Spring wildflowers and the songs of most birds are still months away. But well south of the equator, in Argentina, it's summer and birds are in full voice. Argentina's national bird, the Rufus hornero, belts out a rapid trill. It's a rusty brown bird, the size of a towhee. From the woods nearby, a lovely song breaks forth. It's a rufous-bellied thrush, a near look-alike of our robin. In northeastern Argentina, a strange sound echoes through the mountain forest. It's a male red-ruffed fruit crow booming out its display calls. Although black and crow-sized, with a gleaming red chest, the fruit crow is no kin to our crows, but a cousin of South American bellbirds. Finally, the cheerful bubbly notes of an ultramarine grosbeak are a reminder that our spring and the arrival of birds like the rose-breasted grosbeak isn't too far off. For BirdNote, I'm Mary McCann.
Hey, are you okay? It's okay not to be okay. Kids Help Phone is available 24/7, so you don't have to deal with your feelings alone. You can text with a volunteer crisis responder or call a professional counselor. Visit kidshelpphone.ca for more info.
Good day. You're